This is Justin.
Good afternoon, Justin. This is James Black. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
All right, this is regarding the website, qrcoach.net, that is being designed by Orbit.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I was just trying to reach you from last week. I'm pretty sure, like, you might be busy, but that's totally fine. Actually, we got a notification from Google headquarters itself that the website needs to be PCI DSS compliant.
Okay. I have no idea what any of that means. Like I responded to you last week, I have no idea what that means or what I need to do to get it fixed.
No problem. I can let you know about it. So PCI DSS, the full form means like Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard. That has been complianced by Google in 2023. It was there in 2020 as well, but then they have basically forget it for some reasons. So that is one of the part that is mandatory to have on the websites who are collecting payments online. And what that exactly do, it basically go ahead and build and maintain the secure network, including systems that has been connected with your bank and the merchant and towards the website. It will protect the cardholder data, so which means like in the future, if you would like to basically charge the card by going onto the back end of your website and charging it manually, you can do that as well. It will also going to maintain the management program of the credit cards and debit cards that are being used on your website for certain reasons and implement the strong access, which controls the measures with regularly monitoring and network tests. So it will be maintaining all the information which is being securely provided. And one of the part is that the payment card industry compliance like refers to the technical and operational standards that businesses follow usually right now to secure and protect the credit card data provided by cardholders, and that is something which has been mandatory right now. So they have saw that you were basically collecting payments online, and it's I think by which they have sent us the notification, because as I said that this rule was not obliged in 2020. It has started again in 2023, and now different customers are getting this information or charging clients online.
Okay. Well, what do I need to do?
For that, actually, there's a fee which needs to be paid to Google. So my wish they could implement the PCI DSS onto the website. And once it's done, it will also be saying on your particular website as well that that has been verified by PCI, so that the clients who are coming up and paying you, they could also feel satisfied that the information is not going anywhere and stuff like that. So they will be the one who will be going ahead and certificating the agreement. And I would just like to know that if you will be the one who would be having the name and the email and the phone number that we have on file would work on this agreement as well. So by which, if in the future you get any notification, anything like that, they will give you a reference number that you can allocate them, or else you can just verify your name and your email or the phone number, and they will know that your website is there and it's compliant.
I don't want to pay Google any money. I'm not making hardly any money now. Why do I need to pay Google then? I don't feel like that's
Google's
something
the one
that I need to do.
Google is the one who has basically set this up, the PCI DSS compliant. It's not something that you're paying to Google. It's one of the part of Google that you have to basically pay them, so by which they could take off the strike on the website that they're about to hit.
Well, like I said, I don't have the money. How much are we talking about?
Let me just see. Just give me a minute. It is $1,299, a one-time for lifetime.
No, not paying anything like that.
If you don't do that, they might shut down the website.
Well, why isn't that something that's been brought up before? I mean, they can't just force me to
no, no,
pay that
$1,200. Because this is not something from us. Yeah. It's not something from us. That's what I'm saying. It's actually the process that they have just obligated in 2023. They have the new policies. And it's not only you. Every company who is paying online or charging online, they're making sure that they are PCI DSS compliant.
Well, if they shut it down, then they shut it down. I don't have the money to pay that for it, so that's fine.
So what do you want me to do?
I'm not paying $1,200 for some of the shit that I never was told about or that I ever heard anything about it until now. So I'm not doing it.
Okay, so what should I reply then? You let me know because it's a recorded line so that I don't take the blame.
Don't reply anything. I'm not paying them $1,200. I don't have the money to give to them for that. I wouldn't pay it anyways, because whatever you need to say, I don't know. They can send it. They can ask me about it if they want to.
That is what I was calling you. I'm not calling you from Orbit. I'm from the compliance department of them.
Okay. I don't have to tell them I am not paying anything. Don't have the money to pay for it. So whatever they need to do.
Okay, so I'll just go ahead and I'll send them the email with this recorded line that we have just spoke about so that whatever decision they would like to take, they can go ahead and they can do that.
They're welcome to contact me about
That is why I'm calling you. Why would Google contact you? I am their reference tree.
it.
That's why I'm giving you a call and sending you every information on the call.
Well, I just I'm not doing it. So
Okay.
they're wel like if they have a
Yes.
question, they want to contact you further, they're welcome to contact me.
If they have any questions, they will of course send it to me and I will be the one contacting you. I'm not the part of Arbit. I'm talking from the compliance department.
I understand that.
So who do you want me to contact, like Orbit, or what are you talking about, like PCI DSS compliant companies or Google?
You can contact whoever it is that you think you need to contact. Just if I'm not paying $1,200.
That's fine. I don't have to contact anyone. I'll just go ahead and I'll reply them that I spoke with the customer who is owning your website, your name of the website is. And I've spoke with him, and he's saying that he's not paying the $1,299, which everyone else is paying for their companies to
Perfect.
be done. But that's fine. I'll just go ahead and I'll reply them, and then whatever decision they would like to take, they'll go ahead and they'll do that.
Perfect. Sounds great.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.